Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I am your host and music fanatic, James Lampkin. Thank you for joining us for your quick hit of music trivia. Whether you're a regular or it's your first time in the game, we'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across 3 rounds and 15 questions or clues. You can play this game alone or against friends, whatever you feel like. Our 3 rounds today will be hits of the 2010s, Grammy winners, and Who Am I? For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available for this episode is 15. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can learn about pop trivia and share your scores with other players. Also, feel free to pause throughout if you need to give yourself more time to think. As per usual, we go through all the answers at the end of the episode. Get ready and good luck!
Round 1.
In round 1 today, it's about the songs that soundtracked the last decade. We have 5 questions for you, all about popular songs from the 2010s. There is 1 point available for each correct answer. Here we go. Question 1. Which Swedish producer and DJ was behind 2010's hits like Hey Brother and Levels? Question 2. Which female rapper exploded in popularity after the release of her single, Super Bass, in 2011? Question 3. Which American band, who debuted in 2005, had a comeback hit in 2018 with the song, High Hopes? Question 4. Black Eyed Peas frontman will.i.am featured which female pop star on his 2012 hit Scream and Shout? Question 5. Rapper Juice WRLD sang about having what type of dreams on a 2018 hit single? That's it for round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 today is Grammy winners. Since the Grammys began in 1959, they have remained the most prestigious prize for musicians. In this round, you will receive clues about 5 different Grammy winners. As per usual, 1 point is available for each Grammy winner that you can correctly guess. Here are the clues. Question 6. The 2019 Grammy for Record of the Year was won by this rapper and singer, also known as an actor on the TV series Community. Question 7. This man has won Album of the Year 3 times, first as part of a duo in 1970 and the last time in 1986 for his solo album Graceland. Question 8. This R&B singer, known for hits like Fallen and If I Ain't Got You, took home the award for Best New Artist in 2002. Question 9. This female country band, who received a major political backlash in the 2000s, won Album of the Year in 2007 with Taking the Long Way. Question 10. The Grammy for Record of the Year in 1978 went to this band, who share their name with a type of bird. That's it for round two. Get ready for the final round.
Round three.
Round three is Who Am I? You're going to receive a series of clues about a famous music artist. As each clue will reveal more information about their identity, the sooner you can identify the answer, the more points you get. Give yourself 5 points if you can get it from just one clue, and progressively down to only 1 point if you get it on the last clue. Clue number one. I was born on Christmas Day, 1954, in Aberdeen, Scotland. Clue 2. As a child, I learnt to play the piano and the flute, sang in the choir, and took dance lessons. This led to me studying a music degree in 1971 in London. Clue 3. I played in various bands through the 70s, including providing vocals for a band called The Tourists, where I met my future bandmate, Dave Stewart. Clue 4. Dave and I formed our own duo and released our first album in 1981. Our breakthrough hit, though, came in 1983 with the song Sweet Dreams Are Made of This. Clue 5. I am the lead singer of the Eurythmics, and my later solo hits include Why and No More I Love Yous. That's all our rounds complete. We're going to be right back after this break to tell you all the answers. And welcome back. There is no time to waste. Here are the answers, starting with the hits of the 2010s. Question 1. Avicii was behind dance hits like Hey Brother and Levels. Question 2. Nicki Minaj had a hit with Super Bass. Question 3. Panic at the Disco. The unexpected comeback saw them hit the top 10 for the first time in 12 years. Question 4. Britney Spears. The track became Britney's first number one single in the UK in 8 years. Question 5. Lucid Dreams. Juice WRLD would unfortunately pass away just the following year. Continuing on to round 2, Grammy winners. These are the award-winning acts we were looking for. Question 6. Childish Gambino, also known as Donald Glover. He won Record of the Year for the song This Is America. Question 7. Paul Simon. Simon and Garfunkel took home the big prize for their 1970 album Bridge Over Troubled Water. Paul managed to do that again, twice, on his own. Question 8. Alicia Keys. She beat out competition like Nelly Furtado, David Gray, and Linkin Park to take home Best New Artist that year. Question 9. The Chicks, or the Dixie Chicks. the band saw a substantial backlash in the US in 2003 after denouncing then-President George Bush and the Iraq War. Question 10. Eagles. They took home the prize for their song Hotel California. For our final round today, you were looking to identify a music artist from our Who Am I clues. The correct answer was Annie Lennox. Give yourself between 1 and 5 points if you got that correct, depending on how many clues you needed. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum total points available for this episode was 15. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast. You can follow the show on Instagram, at Pop Puzzle Trivia. Jump on and let us know how you scored for this episode. You can also support the show by leaving us a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening from today. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That is, of course, me. We hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.